How did you meet Arch Hutton?
The war.
You were in the same unit?
Yes.
Were you close?
He gave me a sandwich at the Battle of the Bulge.
A sandwich?
Yes.
And you stayed in touch after the war?
Kind of. We were both living in Los Angeles.
Did you see each other regularly?
We knew each other were around.
So you didn't see him much. Would you say he was kind of a lone wolf?
Sort of.
How so?
He didn't like crowds or the Hollywood scene.
But he made a living in Hollywood.
He did okay. He could play the game. Always able to adapt to a situation.
Adapt?
It's not the strongest species that survive, but the ones most responsive to change. That's what our CO drilled into us from the start. Adapt or die. That was Arch.
A Night Called Tomorrow. Episode 1. Happy New Year.
Incredible! I've never seen more people at a premiere. So many sensational stars. Here's Judy Crane, Miss Crane.
Hello.
Are you excited to see the picture?
Oh, yes. I think Objection Overruled will be the most exciting picture of the year. And Madeline March will win everything.
Do you think?
Thank you so much. It's great to see you.
Here's Forrest Asbury and Minnie Dupree.
Hello.
What a night.
Looking forward to the picture?
Mr. Loudermilk makes only the finest pictures. This is a great night in Hollywood.
It's a great night anywhere.
It sure is. There's Cary Grant. Mr. Grant, he went in. So many people here tonight. Who's that? Is that a famous person or an uncle? Ah, there she is! The star of Objection Overruled, Miss Madeline March and Mr. Henry Loudermilk of Loudermilk Studios.
I love you, Madeline!
Everyone's very excited here. What a night for both of you.
Well, thank you. We're all excited.
Miss March, I understand you're marvelous in the picture.
Well, thank you. I just hope everyone enjoys it as much as we enjoyed making it. We had a wonderful time, didn't we, Mr. Loudermilk?
Yes, we did.
There's a lot of talk about your performance being Oscar-worthy.
Well, I just hope it's deemed worthy by the audience, and that what small talent I have can bring some pleasure to the public. That is its own reward.
I wish those watching in black and white could see your beautiful red hair and this exquisite gown and some kind of green...
No, you are too kind. Thank you so much.
From what I hear, Objection Overruled is going to be the hit of the century.
Well, we hope people like it. We're not here to convince anyone. As you know, at Loudermilk Pictures, our slogan is Res Ipsa Loquitur. The thing speaks for itself.
Well, that's fine.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you!
The curtain is about to go up on the premiere of Objection Overruled here at Grauman's Chinese Theater. I don't think I've ever witnessed such a grand occasion as I've seen here tonight. This is Arch Hutton for the Liberty Broadcasting Company.
Get those cameras in the truck. That's a wrap. Thanks, Arch. You gonna stay for the picture?
Nah.
I don't blame you. Courtroom dramas. Got any big New Year's plans?
Returning this tux and looking for the next job.
I hear that. Come on, let's move this shit.
I almost got pasted when that guy jumped the rope.
I saw. Be a damn shame to mess up your kisser on New Year's Eve.
The usual.
You got it, Arch.
Thanks, Sully.
One rum Collins. Looking pretty sharp there. Where's your date?
You're it, pal.
Yes, tesh bardzo prestonia.
Fresh.
Excuse me.
Yes?
Are you sitting on a pair of gloves?
I don't think so, but let me... Oh, look at that. Here you are.
Thank you. You didn't notice white gloves on a bar stool?
I just came from a thing with a lot of flash bulbs. Still can't see straight.
You in the business?
Sort of.
Ann Gordon. Actress. Barfly.
Arch Hutton. Barfly, mostly.
The lady returns. Another martini?
Oh, I just came back from my gloves.
Ladies are always leaving their gloves.
I couldn't just leave them alone on New Year's Eve, sitting here in some strange bar while everyone else's gloves are out clapping and holding hands.
I'm glad you found them. You wear them very well.
Thank you. I like your tux.
Thank you.
Are you making the rounds tonight?
Not really. You?
Just some party in the hills.
Another martini for the lady. Compliments of the house.
Oh, well, thank you. I guess I could stay a little longer.
To the new year.
Let's toast something else.
To sharing a drink with the lovely lady.
I'm glad you're getting your eyesight back.
Anne! Did you find them?
I'm gonna stay for one more drink, Bobby.
I'm double parked.
I'll meet you there, okay?
A cab will cost you $3.
Bobby.
That's three lunches! You know how I hate showing up to these things alone?
Why? It makes you look very poised and independent.
It makes me look like a square with no friends. But fine. See you there, traitor!
See you there!
Get out of my way! Unless you want to marry me!
I hope I didn't cause a problem.
Oh, no. We bicker all the time.
Sisters?
Roommates.
Ah.
So tell me, where were you accosted by these flashbulbs?
The premiere of Objection Overruled.
Really? How exciting! I loved the book. What on earth are you doing here instead of hobnobbing with Madeline March?
This is much nicer.
Were you on the red carpet?
Yep.
Did you get interviewed?
I did the interviewing.
Oh!
I'm an announcer.
Oh. How interesting. Where do you announce?
I used to be the regular voice for Who's My Guest. Now I just freelance.
Who's My Guest? The quiz show?
That's right.
Bobby watches it. I've probably heard your voice before.
My voice has probably been in your apartment.
Yes, well.
I really should be going, though. I don't want to be too fashionably late. Then everyone is already drunk and forgets that you were ever there at all.
Sure.
I'll just have the bartender call a cab.
I can drive you if you like.
No, that's okay.
You sure? It's no trouble. I don't have anything else going on.
Oh.
Well, in that case, would you like to come to the party with me?
I didn't mean...
You don't want to go?
I mean, sure. I love parties.
Swell.
We'll raise a cup of kindness yet for all lang syne.
Anne, thanks for coming. How's 1958 treating you so far?
Fine. Oh, Jerry, this is,
Arch Hutton.
Pleased to meet you, Arch. Jerry Breederman. You in the business?
Who isn't?
Well, if you ever need a prop man, give me a jingle. Here, take a card. Got a big storage space down Sepulveda. Everything from dinosaur bones to ray guns.
Did you see Invasion of the Body Snatchers? Jerry made the pods.
Really?
Yeah, but science fiction is out. Undersea pictures are going to be the it thing this year. Got a swell shipment of subaquatics. Seaweed, treasure chests, diving suits.
Huh.
Say, that's a swell ID bracelet. Those make great costume details if you ever want to sell it. Who were you with?
78th Infantry.
Navy man myself. Seaman first class. Well, drink up, soldier. Oh, and try the pineapple fingers. They're delicious. Fred, what's buzzin', cousin?
Your friends seem nice.
They're swell. Oh, you know who you'd love? Myrna Levine. She works at Loudermilk. I bet she's around here somewhere.
Penny, sing Candyland.
Candyland. Penny.
Oh, no. Oh, God darn it.
Is that?
Yep.
Penny Blake, Little Miss Dimples herself.
How old is she now?
16.
She's grown.
Doesn't she know it?
Oh, all right. B flat. Would you like to go to a place I know? Come along and take my hand. With the magic hop, we'll land kerplop down in yummy Candyland. Oh, the ocean's made of soda pop and the sugar instead of sand. It's lemonade that the rain clouds drop in magical, yummy, sugary, gummy, dandy candy land.
See you, sister.
Come along with me, cause I know a tree made of one big licorice stick. Oh, I always wish for licorice, cause it's so much fun to lick. Down in yummy hop lane, we can walk a bit where the candy cane tree grove stand. You can dip your cane in chocolate and magical yummy, sugary, gummy, dandy candy land.
Well, gee, Penny!
Penny!
Would you look at that?
That was really something.
It's kind of sad, though, when you're only known for one thing. I think it does something to a person.
Maybe so.
I guess it's better than not being known for anything.
I don't know. There's something to be said for anonymity.
You really think so? I've never been a fan.
Well, I'm sure you'll be a great success.
Ah, there she is, Lady Anne the Goddess.
Wally!
Arch here says I'm going to be a great success.
I've been saying that for years. Well, since as long as I've known you, haven't I?
Yes, you have. Arch, this is my manager, Wallace Carvel. Wally, this is Arch.
Hello.
How'd you do?
Arch is an announcer for Who's My Guest.
I knew Herb Lassick in his RKO days. Tell him I said hi.
Well, I was the announcer. Herb fired me last month.
He was always a prick. I just heard this morning the Linkletter show's looking for a regular announcer. You've got a marvelous sound for him. Erudite. I know a fellow if you're interested.
Oh, sure, that'd be swell.
Wally knows someone everywhere.
What can I say? I'm a man about town. Let's all have lunch on Thursday and work this thing out. What do you say?
Oh, well,
that'd be great if...
Sure. That would be fine.
Splendid. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm on a search for more liquid.
Beautiful view.
Mm-hmm.
Anything wrong? Besides the obvious.
The obvious?
Getting stuck with a boring date on New Year's Eve.
What? I never...
It's your own
fault. Oh, come on.
You took a gamble at Sully's.
I never said you were
boring. You win some, you lose some.
You're kind of... You're interesting.
I really can't wait to meet this Myrna Levine you want to fix me up with. I bet she's interesting, too.
She is. She's really interesting. She's a... Oh, you're right. She's a drip.
Don't worry. I won't hold you to lunch with your manager. Two million people, and you can still stand outside at night and hear coyotes.
Bobby let my cat out by mistake once, and it was eaten by a coyote.
Oh, my God.
It's fine. We have a fish now.
Much less likely to be eaten.
That was my line of reasoning.
What's your fish's name?
Salvador.
After Dolly?
Mm-hmm.
See, a catfish? Because of the musk?
No, I get it. Just a goldfish.
In magical, yummy, sugary, gummy...
Oh, the cry of the drunk manager.
There you are. I must to bed before the cock crows. Good night, young people.
Good night, Wally. We'll see you at lunch on Thursday, won't we, Arch?
Oh, yes, I guess we will.
Splendid, splendid.
Wally, do you need a ride home?
Tut, my boy, worry not. They'll never find me.
What's that?
I'll be traveling by foot. Much safer that way.
Well, good night.
So erudite! Magical, yummy, sugary, tummy.
Quite the character.
Yeah, he's a dear. If it wasn't for Wally, I don't know what I'd do.
Mm.
I mean, it's just so important to have someone who believes in you, you know?
Definitely.
Especially when you fail a lot. It can, It can really mess with your head.
I know what you mean.
Well, do you fail very much?
Well, no, hardly ever. But the secret is, I don't try that often.
There's a New Year's resolution. Stop trying.
Now, I'm not recommending it. You don't want to end up some drip like Myrna Levine.
Oh, be quiet. She'll hear you.
There's no one out here.
Oh, well, still. What the fuck was that?
I don't know. It came from down there, down the canyon.
It's so bright, I can hardly see.
What was that? An earthquake?
Lightning?
Fireworks? Hello, Anne. Hello, Myrna. We don't know. There was a bright flash and some kind of explosion.
I don't think it was fireworks.
Atomic bomb?
Not to worry, folks. Happens all the time.
It does?
Sure. Loud but harmless. It has to do with the oil wells. Something about hydrocarbons and methane buildup. All very scientific.
Oil wells?
Yeah, but they're moving them all to the west side anyway. Next decade, all this is going to be residential. When I sell this place, I'm making a mint. Anyway, come inside. I just made some new punch.
We're telling dirty stories in the bedroom. Join us.
I think I'm ready to go home. Arch, can you give me a lift?
Oil wells, huh?
That's what he said.
Seemed like it came from the sky.
Yeah.
I'm still seeing spots.
Me too.
My ears are ringing. Do you think it could have been a bomb test? Something like that?
Didn't sound like a bomb. At least none I'm familiar with.
Should we call someone? The Air Force?
Nah.
Why not?
To report lights in the sky? We might get labeled as eccentrics.
Or paranoids.
Hypochondriacs.
Maniacs!
Thank you.
Happy New Year. We have much more to celebrate than 1958, don't we? We stand on the precipice of space and time. The future is ours. The iconoclasts are being dealt with. And we owe it all to Baby. Res ipsa loquitur.
A Night Called Tomorrow, Episode 1, Happy New Year, was written by James Urbaniak and Bree Williams and featured Kent Osborne, Baron Vaughn, James Urbaniak, Kimmy Gatewood, Demorge Brown, Kelsey Abbott, Andy Richter, Lauren Lapkus, Mark McConville, Scott Parkin, Azure Parsons, Weird Al Yankovic, Molly Quinn, Ron Lynch, David Melville, and Haley Huntley. Music by Jonathan Dinerstein. Produced by Mark McConville and James Urbaniak. A Howl original in production with Midroll Media. This is Eric Martin speaking. Next, on A Night Called Tomorrow.
There were lights in the sky.
Can you describe the lights?
Not really.
I'm gonna kiss you now. Is that all right?
Three tries for a nickel.
Everyone was kind of drunk, so we all lost interest pretty quickly.
The black doll you worked there as a waitress.
Come on, move it.
Okay.
Let's go.
Come on, this way.
What are we doing?
We're helping that girl.